This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Spreading too fast across the United States. That is what a leading infectious disease expert had to say about the novel coronavirus and the surge of infections across the country. Dr. Ann Schuchat of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the virus is spreading too fast to bring it under control and called the new surge just the beginning. Schuchat said new cases are not being quickly identified and isolated with proper contact tracing. Many U.S. states have slowed or halted plans to reopen their economies. That includes closing beaches, bars, restaurants, and more. The European Union said Tuesday visitors from 14 countries may now visit, but not the U.S., where some of the states that pushed hardest and earliest to reopen their economies are now in retreat because of that alarming surge in confirmed infections. The EU extended its ban on travelers, not just from the U.S., but from other big countries such as Russia, Brazil, and India. The Associated Press cites U.S. officials with direct knowledge of the information, saying top officials in the White House were aware of Russia secretly offering bounties to the Taliban for the deaths of Americans. The sources saying the White House knew in early 2019, a full year earlier than had been previously reported. The assessment was included in at least one of President Donald Trump's written daily intelligence briefings at the time, according to officials. Then National Security Advisor John Bolton also told colleagues at the time that he had briefed President Trump on the intelligence assessment in March 2019. Read more on voanews.com. This is VOA News. China's legislature passed a controversial national security law for Hong Kong that is already causing widespread fear among activists and ordinary citizens. Passage of the law has prompted several activist groups to immediately close, while individuals delete social media posts, worried that type of action could send them to jail. The official Xinhua news agency reported that China's top lawmaking body adopted the measure on Tuesday, and President Xi Jinping signed an order to endorse it. According to Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam, the law was to be enacted late Tuesday local time on the eve of the 23rd anniversary of Hong Kong's return to Chinese rule. Aimed at stopping the often violent protests in the anti-government movement over the past year in the city, the legislation will criminalize secession, subversion, terrorism, and collusion with foreign forces. Britain's Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab said Tuesday the UK will decide what action it will take once it sees the full legislation. Britain and China signed a joint declaration on Hong Kong in 1984. Under the declaration, the former British territory's high degree of autonomy, rights, and freedoms are to remain unchanged for 50 years. President Vladimir Putin is urging Russians to vote for constitutional changes that would allow him to run again for president two more times. Putin said the reforms would guarantee stability, security, and prosperity. He made his appeal on the eve of the main and last day of seven-day nationwide voting that would change the constitution for the first time since 1993. Under the proposed changes, which state exit polls suggest will be backed by over two-thirds of voters, Putin would be allowed to run for another 2 6-year back-to-back terms after his current term expires in 2024. Nigeria is reopening schools for the graduating class on the advice from a task force that students get help in preparing for examinations. The chairman of the Presidential Task Force on COVID-19, Bas Mustafa, also said the federal government lifted the ban on interstate movement outside curfew hours and reopened airports for domestic flights. Mustafa adding, President Muhammadu Buhari approved the extension of the phase lockdown for 4 weeks, meaning the 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. nationwide curfew, restrictions on mass gatherings and sporting activities will continue. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.